Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Dawn. Let me welcome to the program Ryan Mannion, my friend. She is the president of the Travis Mannion Foundation. Ryan, as always, such a pleasure to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, I cracked open, and if not me, then who? Blonde Ale last night, and I love it. It's a fantastic beer.
It's a good summer beer. Yes, we're we've had this beer for a few years now, and we've used it in internal events with the Travis Mannion Foundation, and we're thrilled that Aramark picked it up and is bringing it out to our larger Philadelphia audience.
Yeah, it's at Citizens Bank Park now, and I'm going to the game today, so I'm absolutely getting one when I go to the ballpark today.
It's been so awesome to see, you know, friends and just other people just posting pictures at Citizens Bank Park holding the beer. My dad got a picture last night from Mr. Invincible, Vince Papale, was at the game holding the beer. And, you know, it's just
awesome
to see. Yeah. You know, for us, it's a beer, but it's also awareness because, as you know, you've seen the can shares the story of my brother Travis and the Travis Mannion Foundation and the work that we do for veterans and families of the fallen.
Yeah, and the beer has been around since 2015 in small batches, but I guess I should say it's now the newly available to you because now it's going to be in bars and other places across the greater Philadelphia region, and a percentage of sales of the craft beer will support the Travis Mannion Foundation, which is, of course, one of the leading veteran service organizations in the country. And I love the story of the beer, too. It was brewed in conjunction with a local brewery in our area.
Yep, Doylestown Brewing Company first brought us the idea. And I remember when he showed up in 2015, he had it in a big jug. And he said, hey, taste this. And I like beer. I tasted it. I'm like, that's pretty good.
I like
beer. And he said, you know, how about we call this If Not Me, Then Who Brew? And I'm like, I love it. And so again, he started canning this for us, and the can is amazing. I know you posted a picture on Twitter just now with you holding the can. The can is awesome. Just, you know, it's one of those beers that if you didn't know anything about it, you'd look at that can and say, I want to try that, right? Because it's it's very cool. And so he started canning it for us for different events and golf tournaments. And then, again, Aramark came in and said, we want to bring this to Citizens Bank Park. And now, as the Phillies are on a little bit of a winning streak right now, you can go in and grab one of these and enjoy the game.
Yeah, so the can, it's awesome because it's red, white, and blue. It's got blue stars and the stars and stripes and the American flag kind of faded in the background. And then there's the symbol for the Travis Mannion Foundation. And then, if not me, then who? Right below it. And Ryan, just in case people don't know, what does if not me, then who embody?
Sure. So if not me, then who is the ethos and the motto for everything we do at the Travis Mannion Foundation. And those five words are words that my brother spoke before he left for his second deployment to Iraq. He was actually at a Philadelphia Eagles game, leaving the stadium with my husband, and my husband jokingly said to him, hey, Trav, why don't you let me push you down the stairs? Maybe you'll break your ankle and you won't have to go back to Iraq. My brother looked at my husband and didn't say anything at first, and then he said, you know what, Dave, if I don't go back to Iraq, then somebody much less prepared is going to go in my place. If not me, then who? And we took those five words after Travis was killed on that final deployment, and we made sure that we were impressing them into everyone. Each and every one of us have if not me, then who moments every day. They may not be as big as my brother's when he's, you know, going back into a war zone, but we each have a decision every day and little moments every day where we can make the right decision, where we can do what's right. And so that is the rally call, the rally cry for what we try to push forward across the country to our Spartan members.
And you can help. I mean, by drinking a beer, you can be helping the Travis Mannion Foundation fulfill that legacy.
It's as simple as that. Yes, you can go to Citizens Bag Park or local bars or distributors across the Philadelphia area and get yourself some If Not Me, Then Who brew. Or you can hop onto our website at travismannion.org, join our mission, and learn about all the different initiatives that we have, all the different ways that you can participate and be a part of our programs.
Now, if you stand at the bar and you crack open one of these beers and you go, well, if not me, then who? And you drink it, because if not, like, who else is going to drink it but you? You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? This is your way to give back.
It is your way to get back, because there are not many beers that as you're drinking them, you are donating to a nonprofit. And with this beer, you are doing just that.
Yeah, you're giving back to, I think, the nation's leading veteran service organization. So I'll do it today, not because I want to, Ryan, but because if not me, then who? I'm going to do it. Bottom line. I'm excited for it. No, I'm really excited for this. And you guys do such great work over there. And, you know, I think the world of you and your father, of course, Colonel Tom Mannion. And I'm so happy to hear that, because I love Vince Papale. He's my man. And I'm so happy to hear that he was drinking one of these beers, too. I think that's fantastic. And it tastes great. Yep. Like I said, it's a great summer beer. It's light. It's a little hoppy, not too hoppy. It's crisp. It's everything you'd want in a beer when you're watching a baseball game.
That's right.
So how's everybody feeling these days, Ryan, in terms of the morale of our veterans and what do they need right now, and what can we do for them?
You know, I think one thing that I want to make sure that doesn't leave our public conscious and our minds is that we are just days away from the 1-year anniversary of the collapse of Afghanistan, which was such a pivotal thing for not only our Afghan allies, but also our veteran community, who very much were hurting and feeling a sense of, you know, did my service matter when this is how it's all going down? So as you see, you know, our veterans, our military, they're not in the headlines as much as they once were over the past 20 years. But make no mistake that they still need our support. They still need us to recognize and value their service to our country. And we have to make sure that we go out every day and live lives worthy of their sacrifice and their service.
And I remember, too, that you were, I mean, you did such an amazing job back then, Ryan, working to get our people home. And I remember you were here stateside working with people who were there on the ground in Afghanistan and coordinating mm-hmm. movements of people to get people out. I mean, I don't want it to be lost on anyone, the amazing work you did to help get our people out. And I think that is so incredibly important.
I appreciate that. You know, last week I had a pretty cool moment. We have an Afghan family that they were the original family that I was working to get out. They now live in Doylestown. And last week, Muhammad came to Avalon, where I was on vacation, and he got in the water and we went surfing in the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, Afghanistan is a landlocked country, and it was just, I'm with the family all the time. They're a part of my family now. But I took a step back and I thought, I can't believe here I am surfing at the Jersey Shore with Muhammad, who just got to America, you know, less than a year ago. And here he is just really understanding our culture and what we do and just so appreciative of everything that this country has afforded him. And, you know, but as happy as I was for that moment with Muhammad, there's still many thousands of Afghans that didn't make it out and are still sending me emails each and every day asking for help, begging for the opportunity to get out of that country, living in fear. And that's the most disappointing part for me, that we're still in that place.
That's amazing, Ryan, that's possible at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad
because these people fought side by side with us, and you've made the point before. I mean, they were, you know, they're part of the team here, you know, and we don't leave our people behind.
These are members of the Afghan army that are now just targets and are living, you know, in hiding over in Afghanistan, and the resources have all but dried up to provide them support. There's nothing happening via the State Department to help them. It's all private groups and nonprofits that have popped up. But even that, the challenges that exist to get these families out are astronomical. And so it's something I try not to think about too much, because if you do, it's just, it can really get you in a bad place, but it's very sad.
Hey, before I let you go, the 9/11 Heroes Run is coming up. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. We're 1 month away from the start of our national race series. We've got, you know, close to 100 runs across the country. And I will be in attendance at our Doylestown and our Philly run and our Westchester run here locally. But our 5K race series has been going on forever. You guys have been fantastic partners. And for us, the 9/11 Heroes Run, it's a 5K race. So you can come out, and if you're an athlete and you want to challenge yourself, if you want to just walk it, if you want to just come out and stand on the sidelines and wave an American flag, for us, it's about bringing communities together and galvanizing people to come together around September 11th and never forget the sacrifices that were made on that day and in the years since. And so for us, we want to make sure that 9/11 is never forgotten. And this is our way of doing that.
So well said, Ryan Mannion. And that's why you should also help out by cracking open and drinking, and if not me, then who, Blonde Ale, because you'll also be giving back. And that's very, very important as well. So if you're at Citizens Bank Park today or at a bar or restaurant, ask for it. If you're a beer lover, you're going to love it. If not me, then who, Blonde Ale. Ryan Mannion, my friend, it's always a pleasure. I just am so enamored by the great work that you do and everybody at the Travis Mannion Foundation. So thanks for coming on the show again. And let's talk soon before the 9/11 Heroes Run so we can make sure we get lots of participation for it this year.
Absolutely. As always, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.